Hero sons, a father's instruction. And be attentive, that you may gain insight. For I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender, the only one in the sight of my mother, he taught me and said to me, "Let your heart hold fast to my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get insight. Do not forget, and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will keep you. Love her, and she will guard you." The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. And whatever you get insight. Prize her highly, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a graceful garland. She will bestow on you a beautiful crown. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 to 9. Makes you wonder what it must have been like to be little Solomon, Shlomosh in the Hebrew, walking beside the leg of his great father. How powerful David must have appeared to that little boy. What a superhero, no? Crown on his head, gold embroidery on his robe, walking across the parapets of his palace, overlooking that great city, that great walled mountain city, Jerusalem. The tabernacle at its center, with smoke rising day after day as oxen and sheep are burned to the God who gave us this. How it must have impacted little Solomon's mind when that powerful man looked down at him and said, "If you do anything, if you seek anything, seek the word of our God. Seek the words of the Lord. Get this wisdom. For this word of our God, who is our God, this revelation that is the presence of the Holy Spirit of eternal power, the Creator Himself, here among us, this is all that you need for anything else in the rest of your life, no matter what may come your way. Sickness, danger, sword, don't matter. Power, wealth, glory, doesn't matter. If you have this, if you have the insight given to you by the precepts of the God who made you, if you have the knowledge of who He is and how He crafted this world to be, what the design that we are is, and what the redemption He has promised is, then no matter what you face in this life, you are a master of all things. You are more than a conqueror. Even though they should strip you bare and crucify you, you are more than a conqueror through this God's word. They're good precepts. They're truth. They're dogma. It doesn't change. It's real. It's steadfast. You can stand on it like a rock. It won't slip like sand when the wind and the rain come. It'll be stable. You can build your house here. Hold fast to these words. Keep my commandments and live. And how much then for you and I today, so far removed from that marvelous mountain city of an ancient age, but united as one in the same faith, how much more then are we blessed to have the full revelation that is no longer hidden behind the shadow of blood from bulls and goats and that smoke going up and the various grain offerings and the priests and their many different rites that they had to perform, that it's all now been achieved and accomplished before the eyes of the entire world, a public display of a sacrifice once and for all, a sign like unto Jonah's death and resurrection in the fish, but a real, a complete, an actual chosen death and resurrection through that one man, Jesus Christ. so that in his completion, in his telos, in what he has done, you have not just all wisdom, but all grace. That first and greatest piece of wisdom, to get wisdom, is to get that grace. To get the promise. I wash you in my name. I absolve you with my words that create. Take and eat. This is me. And if you have me in you, I will raise you up on the last day. Yea, though you die, yet you will live. How valuable then to you and I in this day is not our little catechism, that maligned, misunderstood, little set of phrases that you can memorize so it's in your back pocket wherever you are. Ten Commandments, Apostles' Creed, Lord's Prayer, the heart and soul of all the wisdom that has ever been or ever will be. It honestly doesn't matter, ultimately, whether the world is flat or round. Don't get me wrong, I think it's round. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't impact my life today. If it were flat, it wouldn't matter. But the Ten Commandments matter. Who God is, who His Son is, what His Son did, what His Son's coming again to do, what the Spirit is doing right now, that matters. How to approach this God and know my relationship with Him founded in that prayer I was taught to pray. Prayer for more prayer, prayer for more words, prayer for Him to be in charge, prayer for Him to provide, prayer for Him to protect and bind us together in Christ. The real sanctification of our life together in humiliation, our Father, over us. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. And whatever you get insight. Prize your catechism highly, and Jesus will exalt you. He will honor you if you embrace His words. He will place on your head a graceful garland, yes, even the crown of life, that you might cast it down before His feet around that glassy sea and call out the name above every name with all heaven and earth rejoicing. The beautiful crown of eternity that is given to make you live.